Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Our dear friend, hallelujah. I'm glad that we can be called a friend of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Got your Bible? Good. Y'all can go ahead and put up First Corinthians 15:45, but I'm going to review, kind of catch up where we left off the last time, and glad to see all of you here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We started this series on dominion, taking your dominion, walking it and walk it out, taking your dominion. Jesus said, because they just let that stay up there. I'm just kind of reviewing. Jesus said in Luke Gospel 10:19, He said, behold, I give unto you power and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And you notice in that verse, power appears twice, two times. But there are two different words in the Greek. One is power, and the other is authority. So the first thing Jesus said, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. And for, I'm sure each of you that have been driving for some time, you discover in the natural realm that a man with authority control, can control power. You say, how is that? And I know you've been through roadblocks and stuff like that. And here stands a little 175-pound, 200-pound man, sometimes a little bigger, but we'll just go 175, 200-pound man, stand out in the middle of the road and stop traffic from both ways. He can stand out in the middle of the freeway and stop traffic. Now, some idiot out there walking, you'll look over and say, what that idiot doing out there? That's what you'll say. But when you see him, you don't say idiot. You hit brakes. Don't you be the idiot. Am I right? And you see all these vehicles, some four wheels, some six, some 18, and all of them, it doesn't matter, they stop. Why do they stop? They looked and saw that man with that uniform on and that badge. They recognized authority, what? Right away. Didn't they do it? And they didn't say, I'm not paying him any mind. I'm not paying him any attention. I'm gonna keep on driving. I ain't got time to fool with him. Did they do that? Absolutely not. They stopped. And What God wants to understand in the realm of the spirit, when Satan see you with your armor on, you step right up in the middle of a situation and just stop all of his action. You just hold your Holy Ghost hand up and tell him, that's far as you go. So it would be wise of us to learn. In the natural, even sometimes when the policeman stops us, sometimes we'll start talking and try to talk our way out of the ticket, or sometimes we'll try to talk our way out of going to jail, right? Anybody ever been there? Yep, I know. And that's what most saints let Satan do, talk his way out of it. Still a jailing him right there, said, don't you go no further. We just allow him to talk his way right out. Well, you know that ain't going to work this time. You might have got healed the last time. So let's just do a quick review, I believe, of dominion. Dominion. Say that with me, dominion. What is dominion? I looked this word up, dominion, and dominion means that I have the power to govern. I have sovereignty authority, absolute authority, sovereignty. When something is sovereignty, no, you can't question it. Are you in the house? And the definition I took out of the dictionary says it's a person called a monarch. And what is a monarch? It's a person that's a king or queen or other supreme ruler. That means have supreme ruling authority, ability. You have the authority. And can't nobody question it. Y'all in the house. Amen. So then I looked that same word dominion up in the Hebrew. And it says in the Psalm 8, don't leave my string. Don't leave that. I'm getting there. Just bear with me. Psalm 8 says this, in Psalm 8, you can turn there, and I carried you through this last week, that's why I'm telling you not to turn there. It says, Psalm 8, bless where I want to go. And I pick up at verse, let's see, verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Look at verse 6. Thou hast given him dominion. And dominion means to tread down as a wine press with the feet. That means you in charge. Those olives that you're walking on to press the oil out of them, you have dominion over them. They have to squash up and give up the oil, and the oil has to come out and run out the spout. You know, I told you I saw one when I was in Israel.